The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
That's all right, Johnny. Don't worry about it. Frozen computer. It happens.
Yes, it does.
Talk to Cluffy about it. So, the Avs and Blues, Game 6, coming up tonight. Where's your level of confidence that the Avs close this out?
Oh, my level of confidence
Where's
is
your
high.
Level of confidence?
I think it's going to be a blowout Avs.
Really? 5-2?
Yeah, 5-2.
Come on now, be serious.
I am serious. My level of confidence is great. Listen, if they skate the way they skated in that first period, they'll have that energy, that crowd hating them. They'll understand the errors of the way. Bednar, my coach, will be resplendent in a tight European cut suit. I mean, all signs point to the Avs. If the Avs play the way they're capable of playing and they don't sit back, and they won't on the road. They won't. They'll stay aggressive. They'll stay on the attack. And as long as they stay on the attack, guess what? They're going to win this game 5-2.
I think it just comes down to this. As a fan, I got to ask you this question. Do you still think this team carries around the baggage of what's happened in playoffs past? Do you believe in second-round curses? If you do, all right, then you're butt-puckered about tonight.
Right.
If you think this team is different, if you think this team is constructed differently, if you think this team is made of sterner stuff, then you should trust this team. I go with the latter.
All right. Yeah, I trust them as well. I'm right there with you.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Draisaitl to McDavid. McDavid shoots. Score! It's over! The Oilers move on!
Oilers radio. When the Avalanche get to the Western Conference Finals, they will play the Edmonton Oilers. Kind of a surprise that they handled Calgary so easily in five. Calgary was the higher seed. Calgary was the team that when I kept trying to tell people, St. Louis is the team, if there's going to be any concern, the team in the West that concerns me the most is St. Louis. People are like, well, don't sleep on Calgary. Well, Calgary's gone. Calgary turned out once again to be a playoff phony.
What makes Edmonton tough?
Well, they have what many people believe, maybe up until the other night after what you saw McKinnon do, but many people believe that they have in Connor McDavid the best player in the world. So start there.
Yeah.
And they get some other, they got some, and if they, if when the Avalanche.
Yeah, that's pretty, that's not revolutionary from that take. I mean, you hear that every, Connor McDavid is the guy that everybody says, when you're watching any of these national broadcasts, they all talk about Connor McDavid being, you know,
They got talent. There's no doubt. And plus,
but the TV guys also say that Joel Embiid deserved the MVP. So, you know, you always have to take it with a grain of salt.
Plus, the beauty of this is it would continue the ex-Avalanche as a villain theme. We'd have gone from Matt Duchene to Ryan O'Reilly to Tyson Barry. Remember Tyson Barry?
I do remember Tyson Barry.
He's oil. Next on the Morning Brew.
After 2 years of uncertainty and injuries, the Golden State Warriors have put the splash back in the finals. Final score, Warriors 120, Dallas 110.
Yeah, put the splash. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the Warriors are back in it. Yeah.
So the Warriors are back in the NBA Finals for the sixth time in the last 8 years. After they dispatched to the Mavericks last night in Game 5, I'll ask Nugget fans, do you feel better about losing to the Warriors, knowing that since that series that ended in five games, the Warriors have proceeded to go 8-3 in rolling through Memphis and Dallas? Is that one of those situations where I feel better about my team after watching what the team that beat me has gone on to do?
I think so. Right? What did they beat? They beat us in five. They beat Memphis, Dallas in five.
Memphis and Memphis in six.
And Memphis in six. That's a pretty dominant. That's a pretty dominant roar through the Western Conference.
That's cruising. I work cruising through the Western Conference.
Yeah. Oh, that's just like what the Avs are going to do.
I agree. Same thing. Warrior-like. By the way, have these been arguably the worst NBA conference finals ever in terms of lack of suspense? So, the Eastern Conference Finals, there have been five games between Boston and Miami. This series, the Western Conference Finals, five games. In both the East and the West, all games decided by an average of 13 points per game. So, 10 games played. Six of them were decided by double digits. And nine of the 10 games decided by 9 points or more.
Super duper bad.
No, no competition. No buzzer beaters. No nail biters. It's almost like, okay, last game was our game. Now tonight's your turn. And we'll just kind of go back and forth, exchange the blowouts.
Why is it?
Especially
is it,
the East,
is it
because it's been like that. Really
is it because of the 3-point line? Because teams that can shoot, you know, no, if you get hot.
No, the unfortunately, the compete level. That's how I said it. The compete level in the NBA playoffs is not the same as you see in the NHL playoffs.
The compete level. I don't know. The level of competition would probably be a better word, a better way to phrase
no,
it.
No, the compete level in terms of how these guys go out and compete every night.
I do not think that saying the compete level is up to the standard that you have set, the very high standard that you have set for, you know, for the lexicon of the show, Mike.
What? What?
Heretofore.
What?
As
next,
it were.
Next on the Morning Brew.
First inning was rough. It looked to me as though the pitchers were sort of in the middle of the plate. I haven't looked at the replay of each and every one of those pitches, but behind the count and pitchers in the middle against, you know, a group of hitters are, you know, pretty good.
Well, we have Herman Marquez issues again. The guy that's supposed to be the ace has just been horrendous this year. And again, last night, as you just heard Bud say, bad early, was able to hang around for six innings, but gave up five runs. Rockies lose at Washington, 7-3.
Yeah, it is a, Herman, you know, for a guy who has a 90, you know, can sit 96, 97, and I didn't watch last night's game, but I've watched a bunch of his games. Man, he, one, he can't locate his fastball. He just has not been able to locate, you know, locate on the black part of the plate, up, down, in and out. And so he's relied on his off-speed stuff. And his off-speed stuff is, to me, is slider and stuff. Like, that stuff is not great. It's great when you have command of a fastball. When you don't, it becomes, and guys are like, he can't throw a fastball for a strike, so I'm going to sit on, yep. I'm going to sit on everything else.
Yep. And Bud's been clear about that throughout. Says, you want to know what his problem is? Problem is he can't throw fastballs for strikes.
Yeah.
That's his problem. He can't command his fastball, and everything works off of that. By the way, the Rockies with three measly runs and eight measly hits, no doubt feeling the effects of not having Chris Bryant, a.k.a. Tony Stark, in the lineup.
Turn it up!
There you go.
Is he alive or dead? Did he sleep on a prison bed? We'll just pass it there. And Cassie Jackson, we shouldn't care.
There he is, folks.
Iron Man.
You're $160 million Iron Man. Valdo for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning.
That's just
we
mean.
Are so mean. But
mean.
But you know what? Hey, whatever hurt feelings he has, he can buy a lot of tissues with him. He's got the money for it.